This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we do, we're going to check and see what's happening in the gun world, the gun culture, with the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and that is one young Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good, I guess.
Yes.
I guess. So let's kick off with this. Let's go out there. I did not realize that there were anti-gun business apps out there.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize that they're out there. A lot of people want to support businesses that support the Second Amendment and gun rights, and a lot of people want to make sure they don't spend their money at businesses that don't. And that can mean businesses that, you know, post no guns allowed on the door and ban the concealed carry of firearms on their premises, or it could mean businesses that contribute to anti-gun candidates and support gun control organizations, that kind of thing. And obviously, it's hard to know all that information. And there have been a number of attempts over the years to build databases and apps that track these kinds of businesses so that if you're someone who cares about that and want to make sure that you don't spend your money with somebody who actively opposes your right to keep and bear arms, you can do that. And that's really what our Jennifer Sensabaugh is writing about here, that it's been a kind of a hit-and-miss, mostly missed effort over the years. There have been a number that have come and gone. She found one that's still up and running. And I think it's called Posted. Goodness, it just went right out of my head as to what the name of this app is. But it's, goodness, I'm going to find it here in a minute. I know it. Yeah, it's called Posted. And you can download it at Android or Google, or Android or Apple. And it's decent, but these apps require users to communicate with the company and update them and let people know when they find companies and businesses that are anti-gun. There have been other efforts as well. The Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, keeps a list, has for years. I think it's called Don't Feed the Gun Banners or something like that. But it's not an app. It's not something you can see. Don't Feed the Gun Prohibition. It's not an app. It's just a list of companies on the CCRKBA page. And they're mostly larger national companies. So it's not something you can just keep on your phone and, you know, call up. It's just a static list that they add to every once in a while.
Right.
It's not an easy thing. But, you know, if there's all kinds of databases for all kinds of uses and all kinds of very handy apps that we all use every day, and it would be nice if this kind of thing were used by more people and updated. And I think Post-it might be the best one of these that there's been so far. How about you? Do you actively avoid vendors and businesses that don't like the fact that you own and carry a firearm?
That depends. That depends. So in South Carolina, the signs have the force of law behind them, if they're the proper sign.
Right.
If they're not the proper sign, they're not even valid.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not the proper sign, I like to just, you know, carry the gun on in there. Sort of like that Simon Mall.
Exactly. And are Simon Malls even posted? They even have signs on their doors?
Nope. That's not anymore.
I don't think they do. I think they
just
have a policy on their website. Yeah. So that's pretty much useless. I mean, in terms of actually keeping people with firearms out. And it certainly doesn't carry the force of law anywhere. Now, there are states, especially since Berlin, that have expanded their list of quote-unquote sensitive places to include places that never before were considered that way. And in those states, like California and New York, if you carry in one of those sensitive places, that's a felony. And that's nothing to mess around with. You need to know what those sensitive places are. And be careful about that. But you're right. Here in Texas, there are specific signs that companies need to post on their doors for it to have any meaning. But even then, if you are carrying inside one of these businesses and they see that you're carrying, they will ask you to leave. And it only becomes a problem if you refuse.
Right.
And that's what it is in most states.
But they can ask you to leave for any reason.
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah.
Any business owner can do that. So yeah, that's, you know. But you're right. If you live like in South Carolina, is it a felony or what's the situation if you?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. In the places, the other thing is this: South Carolina only recently adopted open carry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's concealed carry. Before the open carry was adopted, if you flashed your gun accidentally, you were in a heap of trouble.
Yeah, that it was that way here. It's a lot of states. I mean, that's kind of been part of the evolution of concealed carry laws over the years. You know, eventually, when they first did it, if a gust of wind blew your shirt up and somebody actually saw you were carrying a gun, you were in trouble.
Right.
But as time goes on, those laws are relaxed and, you know, people calm down about that kind of thing.
Right. But here's the thing. Because it was concealed carry, a lot of people in South Carolina learned how to really conceal carry well. They figured out the combination of clothes, holster, and gun size. So it is essentially something they cannot really police, right? It is here in South Carolina, for example. You know what? I'll tell you the rest of this when we come back on the other side. We're coming up on the first break. This article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
25 years, Aero.
Well, let's try that again. There we go.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This is a quote that Young Grace has put out there from somebody. Who is this? Which Durham is this?
This is a...
Mark Durham.
Exactly. This is from the Citizen Times newspaper in, I think, Asheville, North Carolina. And this guy thinks he's very intelligent. He's convinced of it, in fact. It's a rambling sort of thing, but it's always interesting to see how people who hate the right to keep and bear arms think, which is why we put these things up from time to time. And this guy, who's incredibly clever and impressive with himself, says that, you know, if the only thing is needed to stop a, he's heard that the only thing is needed to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But we already have all kinds of guns, and we have 1.2 guns per person in this country. And if there are, you know, obviously kids aren't carrying guns, that means there's lots of guns for everybody, and there must be tons of guns out there. And yet we almost never hear of people shooting or taking out mass killers, other than the exception of the recent mall shooting from Eli Dickens. And he said the real problem is guns that in the hands of crazy people and people who shouldn't have guns, you know, felons and prohibited persons. But we can't take them away from those people, from these bad people, because that would fall under the heading of gun control. It's pretty much insane. And then he wanders into the fact that, of course, very few people stop mall shooters. There must actually be people with guns there, but they're not stopping these mall shooters, and there probably wasn't anybody in the Buffalo store. There probably were people carrying guns in the Buffalo store, but everybody's hiding, so it's all a lie. People with good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns, and it's making my head hurt to rethink through all this. It's really awesome.
Well, he makes a lot of presumptions there, doesn't he?
He does.
Like, for example, you could probably find out if there were actually, like, we know that in Indiana that there was actually another concealed carrier who was the first one to die.
Exactly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, if that were the case, plus he also gets in the, do you remember the Aurora shooting, how they made out like, what's that guy's name? James, whatever his name is. They made out like he was some armored guy with a mask on that you could have shot him anywhere and it wouldn't have mattered. He was armored from the tops of his feet to his skull. You remember that?
He wasn't. Yeah.
And he was wearing a vest that had Molly on it.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a load-bearing equipment. It wasn't body armor at all.
And he did have a mask, but that was probably more to keep him from choking on his own smoke, because he didn't have poison gas, he had smoke.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And we were out there, you know, have you ever shot in a protective mask before?
I have not.
It is incredible how hard it is to see anything except dead ahead. Plus, the other problem is this. You have to have a complete seal on it. And sometimes, almost every time, depending on what the temperature is where you put it on versus where you're actually at when you put it on, it's going to fog up until everything equalizes between the temperature outside and the temperature inside the mask. So, in the case of the Aurora shooter, if there had been someone allowed to have a gun in the, because everybody was so good and goody two shoes and just didn't disregard the you're not allowed to carry a gun thing there, somebody could have probably walked down an adjacent aisle and walked up right beside him and popped him in the side of the head while he was trying to figure out which gun to jam next.
Yeah, that was a gun-free zone, and everybody complied. Exactly. That's what it is. And, you know, in this, this guy says, you know, at the supermarket in Buffalo, my bet is that all the handgun carriers were cowering under display cases, like everyone else. No, they weren't. In fact, he deliberately chose a location where he thought there would be the fewest number of lawful gun owners. And the only person with a gun inside that grocery store that day was the security guard that he killed. So these kinds of onanistic anti-gun diatribes are crazy, and editors and newspapers love to run them because it makes them feel good and it reflects their biases.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Mr. Durham's been paying attention. What was that? Kathy Tour that got on TikTok or something and said, you know, nobody believes us. I think he's paying attention to that.
I can't speak for what he pays attention to. I think he pays attention mostly to the mirror and the sounds of his own voice, given the.
Well, it's certainly not. It's certainly not on fact checking any of his nonsense, huh?
No, not at all.
So anyway, I just found that interesting, and
yeah.
Plus, that's not the first time a rampage shooter's been stopped by a guy with a gun. That is definitely not the first time the Indiana Mall has happened. Many times, wherever there's a chance, wherever there's somebody with a weapon. So
happened. It even happened in another country over the weekend.
Yeah, Montenegro. Yeah.
Exactly. So it does happen, and just because it doesn't happen in every case doesn't mean that it's a bad thing when it does happen, or that nobody should be allowed to carry a firearm so that they can at least have a chance of stopping it.
Well, that I just found that sort of rich. Grace is pretty good at rooting these things out. I must applaud her. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. This is straight off the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you're going to find the latest news in the gun culture out there today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner are leading a bipartisan effort to get more information on the FBI's search of former President Trump's South Florida home. As the two leaders on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Rubio and Warner are asking the Justice Department to share with them specific documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear announces his state is moving into the second of three phases, known as a stabilization phase, in response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. The governor provides an update on the assistance residents are receiving from the federal government.
As of August 10th, FEMA's approved about $19.4 million for 2,701 households, but I think everybody in this instance wants to do better.
USA Radio News. Today marks 1 year since the U.S. military exited Afghanistan.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware what was going to happen because they were watching it, watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands, and you could watch the each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised him not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
Lance Pry reporting from our USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Snapchat subscription service Snapchat Plus is now topping 1 million customers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I got to tell you, Dan, one of the things I don't do most of the time is I don't use TruthAboutGuns.com stuff simply because I get to talk to you about it, and I want everything to be fresh when I talk to you about it. But one thing I would like to ask is, when you saw that Mar-a-Lago had been raided last week, did you at Truth About Guns write about it? And what were your observations about it?
Well, it wasn't a gun story, and we tend to stay away from that kind of thing, strictly political stories. If there's no attention to or no connection to firearms or gun control or somehow in any way, we don't write about it. That's just we try to stay in our lane, as it were.
I did talk
about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I understand. I get that.
So we did talk about, of course, the armed man who tried to get himself into the Cincinnati FBI office, and wrote briefly about that. I mean, had a brief article about that. I don't know what that wacko thought he was going to accomplish, but it didn't end well for him. No. Long story short, no. We did not write about that. And again, no, that really wasn't a gun-related story.
Right. Right. So here are my thoughts on this. And you tell me what you think about this, simply because.
Okay.
So, I found that to be an unprecedented operation because we have never done that before. It didn't happen to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton had lots of scandals. It didn't happen to Barack Obama. And you would think Barack Obama probably still has documentation concerning, he and Eric Holder, concerning Fast and Furious, right? Wouldn't you?
I would be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah. We've never done that because of executive privilege. And we've never done that because of all the people in the federal government, the presidents themselves actually have the capability of declassification of documents. And while the other thing is that he had a bunch of lawyers working with them to do this, and this was just a show. They knew he wasn't going to be there. And they did it when they did it in order to keep, they were hoping it would be a low-profile event, but at the same time they were hoping to find something that might disqualify him. Because Mark Elias got out there and pointed out, if you're found guilty of doing something with NARA, which is the Archives for Documents, you could be disqualified from holding office again or having office you might be in. So that was a thing. They just wanted to disqualify him from running for office. And but my question becomes this. Now that they have, if they're going to weaponize and go in and do operations against a former president, what does that mean for the rest of us as gun owners?
That's an obvious question, and that's the question that a lot of people have raised. You know, if they can do that to him, imagine what they could do to the average citizen. But you're right, it's the unprecedented nature of this and the sort of the line that it crosses that has never been crossed before that is so troubling here. You know, they say it was about documents that should belong to the National Archives, and then they said it was about nuclear weapons codes or and top secret information, and there are just so many stories, and it's hard to believe, given the FBI's track record over the last couple of decades, really. You can even go back further. The Hoover years, I mean, the FBI has been... It has gotten itself into trouble time and time and time again, but especially in the last six years or so, with the way it handled the trumped up, so to speak, allegations against Trump regarding Russia, and the way it's handled the Hunter Biden thing, or not handled the Hunter Biden situation. It's just so hard to. There's so many stories. It's hard to talk about each one. I mean, if it's nuclear codes, really? Aren't nuclear codes changed all the time?
Daily.
Yeah, exactly. And if that was such a terrible thing and such an urgent thing, why did they wait 18 months to do this?
Yeah.
As for papers that belong to the National Archives rather than in being held by Trump, there are all kinds of top secret documents and things like that that are held by other people, that have been held by other people, that have been waived off and nothing's been done about them. There was the Secretary of State who had her own server that had all kinds of documents that was a mess. We had, people forget about this, but there was a guy named Sandy Berger who was the national security advisor for President Clinton who walked into the National Archives literally stuffed his pants full of documents. This was in, these were in a month after 9/11, and walked out with them. He was caught apparently trying to erase the fact that the Clinton administration knew about Al Qaeda and its plans, and trying to cover up, not complicity, but the fact that they knew about this could happen and did nothing about it. And he was basically given a slap on the wrist for that.
Right.
So you have to excuse me if I'm not too concerned about the integrity of the National Archives and what can and can't happen with documents there. And it all sounds like such a Keystone Cop operation. And what's really interesting is the degree to which this whole thing seems to have backfired on the FBI, because it, by doing this to an ex-president, by doing this to someone who is a probable challenger to the sitting president, in what appears to be an effort to keep him from being able to challenge the sitting president in the next election. That really does look like Banana Republic stuff. And,
Hang on for me. We'll finish this on the other side.
All right.
Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and I had asked him a question. This is purely an intellectual thing because I see things that I think most people don't even look at them, and I'm just trying to figure out if I'm insane or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm ahead of my time. And so let me explain to you why I think Mar-a-Lago was a gun issue, if I may. You ready?
Okay.
So, the FBI did not look at what happened at Alexandria and ever label that domestic terrorism, where we actually had a domestic terrorist event with shooting and everything else that normally accompanies a real terrorist event. We didn't get that out of them. But they did... they did try to influence an election in 2016. And then they tried to influence a president his entire term. And yes, we have made great strides as far as with the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court is the way it is because of the president they're attacking now. And now they're trying to influence another election. And in my mind's eye, this makes them Democrat stooges. And if they're Democrat stooges, where does that leave them on the spectrum as far as armed citizens is concerned? Because where does most of the gun control come from?
Well, it's certainly enforced by the Department of Justice, by the ATF, the FBI. And the FBI hardly has a stellar record in that regard. All you have to say is Ruby Ridge and Waco, and everybody has pictures of horrific events that were perpetrated by the ATF and the FBI in the name of law enforcement. And that goes into what I said before about the FBI's reputation as impartial, professional arbiters of law enforcement. They've been politicized. They have been used selectively time and again throughout their history. Most people try to overlook that and say, "Oh, look, they're just really trying to call balls and strikes and enforce the laws and protect us and all that." But when they do some of the things that they've done, and they do them over and over and over again, and particularly what they've done in the last 6 years or so, in regard to Trump and what they haven't done in regard to somebody like Hunter Biden, who bought a firearm illegally, disposed of a firearm illegally, apparently was under the influence of drugs, or was actively using drugs when he did it, whatever else may or may have not have been going on with his business arrangements in the Ukraine and China and how that may or may not have affected Biden. None of that seems to have aroused any activity on the part of the FBI. You've got somebody like a Jeffrey Epstein, and his entire guest list of God knows how many people. None of that information ever seems to leak the way information about the Trump investigation has leaked. You can only say that this stuff passes the smell test for so long before saying, "Look, you know, I can't stomach this anymore, and it's
right.
Just a joke." The fact that they think that we're stupid enough time and time and time again to swallow this it's just not it, so. This is where we are, and they have delegitimized themselves incredibly over the years through these stunts. And this is what this, I can only conclude this is what this was some kind of a stunt. If it's true that they thought that they could do this quietly and
yeah.
not have it become a huge story, that's so incredibly stupid. It's hard to believe. How do they think that raiding an ex-president's home would not be major national, international news,
which yeah.
it has become, and rightly so. It's crazy. So no matter what you think of Trump, no matter what you think, whether you think he was a great president, whether you think he's not a good president, whether you want him to run again, whether you don't think he should be president again, this is not the way law enforcement has operated or should operate. It should not be used as a political tool to affect who runs, who's allowed to run, and the potential outcomes of future election. And that's certainly what appears to be happening here.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's the thing with me. I look at anything where they want to influence something that you and I should be able to do. We should be able to vote without any internal disruption. And all the other stuff they've done, from Waco to Weaver, and, you know, this is 30 years since Randy Weaver. This month
yeah.
is the 30-year anniversary of that. And, I mean, that was entrapment. How do you make a case against that? What did it take, 2 or 3 years to get him to saw off a shotgun?
Yeah, and then the fact that they shot his wife for no reason at all.
and his son and his dog and his friend.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You wonder what these people were thinking on the ground. You wonder what they were thinking on the ground in Waco. They have all kinds of opportunities to arrest David Koresh away from the compound.
Yeah.
Did they do that? No.
No.
No. But they laid siege to it.
Well, they brought a camera crew for the raid, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That sort of boomerang back at him. Anyway, I just look at those things, and I mean, while I'm sitting here talking about things, while this is not purely a gun issue, it affects. It is an attempt to plant a subterfuge out there in information. It's all part of a big misinformation operation that they run, and it's the FBI running it, and they're running it against the American voter, and that. If it's against politicians, I would feel the same way if it was against Chip Roy or Thomas Massie or any of these other guys who are absolutely pro-gun for whatever reason they would operate under. But anyway, I was just curious about it. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. So am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's all I was looking for. If you are looking for the latest up-to-date breaking news, you only have to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. It's there. It's waiting on you. It's gear reviews. It's politics. It's what's going on in the culture. It's everything. They cover the entire spectrum daily. They have updates on there on all categories daily. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be me and you. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.